So that Miller case that I talked about, and where there's a very comprehensive grant of general power and an enumeration of specific powers, like in our statutory form, the established rule of construction limits the authority derived from the general grant of power to the only those acts authorized. So does our statutory form, is it not a general power of attorney?
It's not anymore. Prior to the previous session, when we went, most of you remember that previously the statutory form was a cross-out form. If you didn't want a specific power, you crossed out the one you didn't want. Now we have an initial by the powers that you do want form. The prior form said, if you haven't crossed out any powers, this power is a general power of attorney. And I would suggest that if the statutory form itself says that, there must be some substance to that. So the powers that you grant to that agent because of that general power of attorney language must exceed the specific powers that you've given. When they changed to the initial paragraph N for all of the above, they took out that section that said, if you initial N all of the above, then this shall be a general power of attorney. So I would suggest that that's, perhaps the most fundamental change that you make to the statutory form. Stick that paragraph back in, adapt it to that section.
And I agree with Glenn and Patty on this. We can go back to her opening statement, and her speech is that you got to read the statute in this particular situation. And I think when we went to the opt-in form rather than the opt-out form, as Glenn mentioned, that particular paragraph was taken out, that it's a general power of attorney.